This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Fighting raged Friday around the port at Mariupol as Ukraine tried to break Russia's siege of the southern city, while Russia is threatening to increase its missile strikes on the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Russia has used long-range bombers to attack Mariupol for the first time since its February 24th invasion, according to a spokesman for Ukraine's defense ministry. Moscow says it hopes to seize all of Mariupol soon, which would make it the first large city Russia has captured in Ukraine. The Black Sea port, home to 400,000 people before the war, has been reduced to rubble by 7 weeks of siege and bombardment. 10,000 people are believed to be trapped inside, and thousands of civilians have died there. Elsewhere, Russian forces are concentrating efforts on seizing the city of Rubizhne and Popasna in Ukraine's east. The police chief of Ukraine's Kyiv region says the bodies of more than 900 civilians have been discovered following the withdrawal of Russian forces. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Chief Regional Police Chief Andrei Nabaitov says some lay abandoned in the streets, others given temporary burials, and more bodies are being found every day. 95% were killed by gunshots. Under the Russian occupation, he alleges, people were simply executed in the streets. More than 350 bodies have been found in the suburb of Bucha. Nabaitov says while it was under Russian control, utility workers gathered and buried the bodies. Earlier in the day, Russia's defense ministry promised to step up missile attacks on Kyiv in response to Ukraine's alleged aggression on Russian territory. I'm Ben Thomas.
You can keep up on all the news from Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris used her meeting Friday with Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan to condemn the invasion of Ukraine and emphasize how important it is for the world to stand up to Russian President Vladimir Putin. The United Nations General Assembly has voted on three resolutions related to the conflict, but Tanzania has abstained from voting on any of the three measures. The General Assembly has demanded that Russia withdraw its forces from Ukraine and provide civilian protection and access to humanitarian aid. The General Assembly members also voted to suspend Moscow from the UN Human Rights Council. Harris met the Tanzanian leader at her ceremonial office adjacent to the White House. It was a historic encounter between Tanzania's first female leader and the first American female vice president. Before their meeting, Harris told reporters the two leaders would discuss strengthening democracy, encouraging investment in economic growth, and global health. Harris also emphasized that the Biden administration is deeply committed to strengthening ties with African nations. The U.S. and Tanzania recently signed the Open Skies Air Transport Agreement, which establishes a civil aviation relationship between the two countries. Palestinians clashed with Israeli police at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem before dawn on Friday as thousands gathered for prayers during the holy month of Ramadan. Medics said at least 152 Palestinians were wounded in the clash. The holy site, which is sacred to Jews and Muslims, has often been the center of Israeli-Palestinian unrest. Tensions were already heightened amid a recent wave of violence. Clashes at the site last year helped spark an 11-day war with Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. The major Muslim observation of Ramadan this year coincides with the major Jewish holiday of Passover, as well as Christian Holy Week, which culminates this coming Sunday. The holidays are expected to bring tens of thousands of faithful into Jerusalem's Old City, which is home to sacred places for all three religions. Hours after the clashes began, the police announced they had put an end to the violence and arrested hundreds of suspects. They said the mosque was reopened and that Friday's midday prayers would take place as usual. Tens of thousands of people were expected at those services. And recapping our top story this hour, fighting raged around Ukraine's Mariupol as Ukraine tried to break Russia's siege of the southern city. Meanwhile, Russia is threatening to increase its missile strikes on the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Moscow says it will hopes to seize all of Mariupol soon, which would make it the first large city in Ukraine that Russia has captured. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.